the second letter is J, which is on November 7. Ogrodzicny. I can't see nothing much special about that one, except we have like 50 messages where second letter is R and one where is G. And now there is those two starting with L, which are actually in the same message. It's December 30. And it's Blue Meat, and I bet Trojan could read those better than me. But what's funny with these two are they are the last message of the 2010.
Yeah, that is very interesting. I mean, scrolling through them now, it's almost like there's so many messages with the second letter being R, and then the next lot being P, that the signal to noise ratio suggests that all of the ones with R and P as their second letter are just junk. They're
idle messages, because if you take them together just in one row, you can see the pattern. There is some sort of pattern going on, like they would be going alphabetically from the list, except the list isn't in alphabetical order, but some other, but you can clearly see that they go just one on the, after another and on the other. And
yeah,
are...
because when we get a group of messages, when we get a day with 9 or 10, we tend to get a series of 3 or 4 messages with very, very similar words in a row, like we did yesterday with, let me remind myself, what did we have yesterday?
I believe there were messages with second letter I.
Yes, so it was GIP, wasn't it? Gipper, Gippy Radio.
Yeah. Well, there are such fun things about this year's messages, which are even, as I see, more interesting. This year we have many of L messages, where the first letter... when I say first letter, I mean the second letter, but the first, if you remove the first one. We have many of L messages and... Go ahead. Okay, we have messages where the second letter is I.
surnames, last name, middle name, surnames used, religion, date of birth, passport number, place of birth, country, city, state, province, nationality, sex, national identification number, marital status, home address, apartment number, street, city, state, province, postal zone, country, home telephone number, present occupation, employer, home and street address, business telephone number, business fax number, purpose of his trip, intention.
Thank you. And welcome to Ich bin ein Hamburger on FSK Radio 93.0. Here, Clappy.
And Susan, not joining you from Gänkeviertel, something somewhere a bit different, a little bit farther away. We're not in Kansas anymore.
So, we're coming to you from
España. España.
From northern Spain.
Spanian.
And a place called Burgos.
Mm-hmm.
And hope I'm pronouncing it correctly.
They can write in if not. We're about 5 minutes from the beginning of the solar eclipse. So in Hamburg.
So it's the first solar eclipse in 29 years since
yes.
19. Oh, in Europe.
Mm.
So 1999, they had a eclipse across Eastern Europe, I think was the main path of totality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hamburg should be seeing some of it too. It's just like only a sliver. Like I think maybe something like 80% of the sun will be visible. Mm-hmm. But we specifically traveled here. Your hosts, your Ich bin ein Hamburger hosts. We specifically traveled here to be able to see the total solar eclipse. So that's where we're broadcasting
the first time
from. Yeah.
I've seen one. First time you've seen one. Susan?
Total. I've seen in 2013, 2014, there was a partial one over Northern California. And we used cereal boxes. There's like a trick where you could modify, like cut windows into like a cereal box and get like tinfoil to be able to see the moon passing over the sun without damaging your eyes. But now, you know, there are apparently people lining up around the block to get like free glasses
from the planetarium.
And it's just like, you know, back in my day, we had to like dig through our recycling to get a shoebox or a cereal box to like modify it to be able to see it. But, you know, again, it's just, if you don't get totality, you need the glasses to see anything, because otherwise you're going to damage your eyes. And you don't want to be like our former and current president looking up at the fucking sun during a solar eclipse. Yeah.
Yeah. Other people, I think the one in the U.S., so it's 2 years ago now or something?
No, I think it was pre-COVID because Trump was still president.
Oh, right.
It was like 2019. Okay. There have been multiple, but the one where he notoriously looked up at the sun was like 2019. Yeah.
Because people do damage their eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, so then it'll be about an hour, and then you'll get the full totality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can take off the glass. But how will we know when we can take off the glasses? I guess we just see it.
It'll get completely dark. I think that's what that's like the telltale sign. It's like if the sky goes completely dark, then for 1 minute and 40 seconds we can take off the glasses and look. And apparently the birds are supposed to go crazy, like nature like freaks out, and then completely silent. And I'm interested because we're in like a nature park as well. Like I'm sure a lot of, you know, I could see
kind
a lot of people.
Kind of the equivalent of Stadtpark a bit.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, we were so worried that like we found the perfect spot to view the eclipse at, and it's just like we got here so early. We got here at like 2 p.m. in the afternoon, 2 p.m. and like just
we're overprepared.
Were overprepared, and so here we are.
Is this German overpreparedness?
Yes, 100%.
We are integrating more and more.
We're integrating, yeah.
Yeah,
but
back in Hamburg, there's a big news is on Holstenstrasse, right?
The two houses that are going to be, or that have been partially demolished because of structural damage and wear. And, people who lived there, they couldn't get their stuff out. Like, they just demolished.
So why are they not allowed to take their stuff out?
I think overabundance of caution of, like.
So really there's a fear that they go in there for, you know, 15
and the floor
minutes.
Will collapse.
And then that's when it collapses.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they'll be liable for...
I think so. But again, it's just like, I don't know. It just going from like people noticing these cracks to like a full like 10 out of 10 emergency. Yeah.
Because it was how long ago was it now? It was just like
2 weeks
a couple
ago.
Of weeks?
Two, 3 weeks ago when it was declared unsafe to be lived in. And, you know, I think I remember, yeah, the landlord of the property in Holstenstrasse making a statement about how he and his lawyer, or like, he and his lawyer made a statement about how they were going to shore the place up and going to reinforce things and everything's going to be fine. And then, like, a week later, they're like, we got to take it down right now. And there was no chance to go back in.
And you're saying the owner has been doxed. Like,
oh, yeah.
Details.
No. The owners got doxed. If you go and, I mean, maybe they deleted the comments, but I know that the owner of that building was doxed, and apparently, like,
so it's
on their website.
Or it's a person?
It's a man. Ah, okay. It's a man. I won't repeat his name here.
Okay.
But apparently he, on his own website, describes himself as, like, you know, purveyor of luxury properties in Hamburg and Zult. So do with that information what you will.
What? Flag.
Yeah. It is. Always a red flag. So that's the lowdown. And, like, our hearts go out to those people. I really can't imagine, like, being told you have 10 minutes to grab everything. You know.
Because you think it will be connected to the Deutsche Bahn?
I think that, honestly, there's going to be... there has to be an investigation. There has to be an investigation. And I think that... if there is justice, the local government will support this. That, like, the damage to these buildings was partially caused, I think we can easily speculate by the insane amount of construction that's been happening in that area.
I mean, it's funny timing, right? That this would happen
Just
as is this enormous amount of construction.
Yeah.
Sometimes overnight.
I mean, it's like...
with these enormous drilling... machines.
Yeah. And, like, if you think about it, like, there's not that many, you know, I think it's a combination of, like, the you know, all the insane, like, work that's been done in that area, whether it's, like, the renovation of Holstenstrasse or Sternbrücke, and also combined with that, maybe the negligence on a part of, you know, people responsible for making sure that the building isn't going to collapse one day. There's an argument there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, they've got deep pockets if it's Deutsche Bahn, because then it's the government. So if they do have a lawsuit against them...
I mean, if I was one of those residents, yeah, I'd be, like, trying
would
to get a lawyer
Would the residents get
involved.
Compensation or just the owner of the building? That's another question.
I would be absolutely livid if I found out just the owner of the building got compensated when, you know, people were describing, like, all the things that they couldn't get from there that are irreplaceable, like... you know, family photographs, like, you know, imagine that. You have 10 minutes to grab everything, and you think you're only going to be gone for a few weeks. And then you find out, oh, no, everything in the building, all your home, everything in it is going to be destroyed.
Kind of like, yeah, being victims of an earthquake or something, where you
just
store your stuff.
Yeah, but instead of an earthquake, instead of a natural event, it's fucking incompetence.
Negligence.
Allegedly. So, yeah, I'd be furious. Well, if, yeah, okay. Allegedly negligence. Allegedly.
And all this is around everyone already hating the Monsterbrücke than you.
Yeah.
No. So much.
No,
so
I'm
maybe
happy,
this will just
I'm happy
fan the
that
flames.
They took the bloody ribs off of it, so now it just looks like a picked clean skeleton that's been sitting in the sun for months and months.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, so there's demonstrations on Holstenstrasse. So maybe, I don't know, maybe this is the start of some...
It's very visible. It's very visible,
protest.
And that makes it, like, a powerful symbol. Because, you know, a lot of people experience exploitation, you know, from landlords. And, you know, landlords who collect rent and do nothing to fix up the building.
And
now it's just, like, a very... It's a focal point for all these angry people to come together and, like...
Maybe Delinka
and
will jump on
about,
board.
Oh, that, yeah, they've been posting on their Instagram, like, videos of this. Like, it's very...
It's
outrageous that, like,
kind of
the people who
issue.
Are really paying the price are the renters, really. I mean, like, the landlord, yeah, he lost a lot of money, maybe, but, like, he or she lost a lot of money, but, you know, once... everything is cleared away, they're going to probably put in, like, luxury condos or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, already on Holstenstrasse, the other buildings, there's some fancy residential, so it'll just become fancy residential
stuff.
Yeah,
that's, these landlords, I'm sorry, I'm not going to ever fucking just, like, come to their defense. They are just loving an opportunity to kick everybody out and, like, raise the rent, like, 200%, and then put in, like, luxury condos.
So maybe, yeah, it's win-win, they get... some kind of insurance payout, and then they build something that will gather much more
rent. And all these people are left in the lurch, and they got to find new places to live, and all their stuff is gone. They got to start over from fucking nothing. Almost nothing. Whatever they could grab in 10 minutes' time.
Yeah.
It's fucking outrageous. Anyways, I think eclipse is starting.
We have to go to the eclipse.
I think we got
to
observe this.
All right.
So, yeah.
But now, all right, we'll go to a song, and then we'll come back with our special guest this week, who is Lena, who has also had a tough time, you know, living in Hamburg and moving to Hamburg. So we'll hear her story.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a song, and then we'll come back with Lena.
Yeah.
All right. All right. See you
Enjoy.
Soon.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your
Turn
eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
And welcome back to Ich bin ein Hamburger on FSK Radio 93.0. This is Clappy here with Susan. We're getting
snoozing,
it.
Snoozing, nice, Susan. Nice, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was slow
tired.
With that. Yeah,
tired.
I am tired. I'm tired. It's been a little, yes. The heat makes me sleepy, for
yeah,
sure. Yes.
And today we're joined by a special guest, Lena. Welcome, Lena. Thanks for joining Ich bin ein Hamburger.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
How do you respond to the heat? Do you prefer the heat or the cooler temperature?
I think something in between.
Okay.
Yeah. So your favorite season is like spring or autumn then? You're not... Yeah. Same with me. I can't stand the extreme cold nor the extreme heat. But some people love just being hot all the time. Like, I know people who just, like, they... I feel like these are the same people who love sauna.